This is Ozarks at Large, and it is time for another visit from our Middleton grammarian, Catherine Shirls. Welcome back.
Thanks. Kyle, you should be better at this next topic than I because you live by your voice.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another list of mispronounced words.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
So how do you say the adjective that means, for instance, that a theory applies to a situation? The theory is...
Applicable?
Applicable, yes, not applicable.
Right.
When people say applicable, that's wrong.
Right. Applicable.
Yeah, applicable. Yeah.
Right.
How do you pronounce the word that you would use to say you are good at something? That's my F-O-R-T-E.
Forte. No. Fort? No.
Fort.
Really?
Fort. Music buffs might pronounce it forte because mm-hmm. that's a musical term mm-hmm. as well. But if you're talking about a composer's and if you're talking about a composer's note, that would be correct. However, if reading sheet music is your strong point, that's called a fort. No second syllable required.
That's his fort.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I learned that a long time ago and I stopped saying forte, but I don't like it. I like forte.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
How do you pronounce the space right behind one's front door? F-O-Y-E-R.
Foyer?
Foyer.
Foyer.
Not foyer.
Foyer, yeah.
Yeah,
and right.
That's the fancy French
right.
stuff. Often to raise funds, organizations will stage a big party. How do you pronounce G-A-L-A? How do you pronounce it?
I pronounce it gala.
Gala is correct.
Okay.
Gala is not.
Ever. It's not like a second pronunciation or anything? It's gala.
I mean, you know, this is one person's,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
And I mean, it's a reputable site, but
right.
it doesn't mean that.
But gala is preferred, obviously. All right.
Gala, yeah.
Gala,
mm-hmm.
gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's one that we could argue about all day. In fact, during our gridiron writing session, we had such an exchange and then almost put it in a skit, but then realized it wasn't funny. That
right.
happens a lot.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce the abbreviation for graphics interchange format, those little animated computer icons?
I believe.
And let me spell it for those listening.
Yeah.
G-I-F.
Mm-hmm. Here's the danger. If I say this wrong, I'm going to sound old. GIF. I always, it's not the peanut butter.
GIF.
The peanut
right.
butter is GIF. This yeah. is GIF.
But now this, I'm trying to remember which one was preferred by this this writer. But here's the argument.
Okay.
Merriam-Webster pronounces this with a hard G. Now, to me, this confuses the heck out of me. To me, a hard G is juh.
What?
To me. No, it's not to you. It's guh.
Yes.
Well, so
okay. So take the word garage, which has two G's.
Yeah.
There's the guh
uh-huh.
and the juh. What sounds harder to you? Guh.
Garage. Yeah, but jiff. Put it at the first of a sentence. Jiff. See why it's such a good argument? I haven't even gotten to the part about which way you pronounce it. I'm just arguing about the RG. But okay. I'm accepting your RG is guh.
Well, since I've got decades, if not millennia, behind me, I think...
Maybe.
This is not negotiable.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Not negotiable.
Right.
Merriam-Webster pronounces this with a hard G because
right.
of what the word actually stands for, graphics interchange
Makes
format.
Sense.
However, its inventor, mm-hmm. Steve Wilhite, is adamant about pronouncing it like the peanut butter.
I guess, at least in the origin, the person who invents gets to... Say how.
I would think so.
But then over usage. But you know, there are people who are very definitive about this. Like, if you were to say GIF, they'd roll their eyes and go...
I know.
It's a great line of demarcation. Or not great. It's a firm line of demarcation between people who are in the digital world mm-hmm. deeply and those who
yeah,
aren't.
Probably so. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I say GIF. Yeah, it's just...
I think my wife says GIF.
Rolls off
I say
my
GIF.
Tongue better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this one surprised me. I never knew its correct pronunciation. It means an ideal position. He's found his N-I-C-H-E.
Niche.
You knew that. I didn't know that. I thought it was niche.
I'm sure I pronounced it niche too, but niche is
the preferred. Although niche is increasingly accepted, mm-hmm. niche is the older and more popular way to refer to a specialized place or role. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever said niche.
Huh.
I'm guilty of this one too. It describes an introductory performance, and I'm going to spell it P-R-E-L-U-D-E.
Prelude?
There's no prey in prelude. See, I can't even say it. Prelude. P-R-E-L-Y-O-O-D.
Prelude.
Prelude. I don't think we'll ever change. Prelude. I was really surprised. I've always said prelude.
Grew up south of Kansas City, you're probably going to say prelude, but go ahead.
I think I've done this one both ways. How about this word that can describe a form of government? R-E-G-I-M-E.
Regime.
Yes. Regime. Not regime.
Ah, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, you know how that little bar is at the top of your computer screen? It's called the blank bar.
S-T-A-T-U-S. The status bar.
Yes.
Yes.
You got that one right. Not status.
Oh.
I think I say status bar, but I think I would say, well, what's the status of that? I think I might.
Yeah. Status symbol. I've heard some people say that,
symbol.
But status seems to be the more. Yeah.
I think status is more commonly. I don't think I use this word often, so I may be safe. Fleeting, meaning fleeting or temporary. T-R-A-N-S-I-E-N-T.
Wait, let me write this down.
Yeah.
What is it?
T-R-A-N-S.
Transient? What?
S-I-E-N-T.
Transient.
No.
No.
There's no Z in it. I mean, obviously
transient?
There's no Z, but it's transient.
Transient?
Transient.
Oh, my.
The last syllable spelled S-H-E-N-T.
I've never said that correctly in my life.
A long-distance race that begins with the syllable tri.
Triathlon?
Say it again?
Triathlon?
Yeah, you're putting, I believe that you're committing the mistake. It's triathlon.
Yeah, I am committing the mistake.
Yeah. There otherwise,
triathlon.
It doesn't have another A.
I'm throwing in that extra syllable.
Mm-hmm, just like
triathlon.
And I know you don't do this, but it's very common athlete.
Athlete.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's athlete.
Yeah.
No extra A. And finally, Kyle, a word that David and I pronounce correctly. But only because we sometimes like to joke around and mispronounce words.
Okay.
So we thought we were mispronouncing.
But you were actually pronouncing
it correctly.
We got
it right without knowing. When someone parks your car for you at a restaurant, he is called a...
Oh, he's not called a valet.
He is.
Really?
Yes, valet.
Valet service.
Valet. Yep. Now, there's an argument about this one, too.
Okay.
Even when you search Google for pronunciation guides for valet, you'll find both ways. It breaks down to the English pronunciation valet versus the French pronunciation valet.
Oh.
It is considered an English word, but it comes from the French. But the British are very strict about it.
Interesting.
Valet.
Valet. I'm going to start using that from now on because I get my car parked by other people so often.
Well, just make up your mind before you park your car at the Buffett or the Ballot.
Right. Catherine Gerald is our militant grammarian.